A team at Moorfields Hospital in London has carried out the world's first gene therapy operation to try to cure blindness in children and young adults. Our science correspondent, Palab Ghosh, has had exclusive access to the patient and the doctors involved in this pioneering operation. Palab?
Eddie, the patient is a 23-year-old man, Robert Johnson, who was born with his sight problem. At night, he can hardly see at all, and he's got to commute to and from work with considerable difficulty, and he's hoping that that may change. He's the first person in the world to take part in a pioneering operation. The plan is to insert genes into one of Robert's eyes, which they hope might improve his sight. I met him on the day of his operation and asked him how he felt.
It's very difficult to say how I'm feeling. I keep ranging between extreme nervousness and a bit of excitement.
The team has waited 15 years for this day of excitement. The technique has worked in the lab, it's worked on animals. And just before the operation, I asked the lead surgeon, James Bainbridge, whether he thought it would work on Robert.
We intend to find out during this. It's an experimental procedure, and we don't know for sure how somebody like Robert's retina is likely to behave in this situation.
The idea, as I said, is to inject genes under the cells at the back of Robert's eye. It's these cells that are dying, and it's hoped that the genes will heal and restore Robert's sight. It was a tense atmosphere as I watched the operation, and as soon as it had finished, I asked the assisting surgeon, Robert McLaren, how it had gone.
Extremely well. We couldn't have asked for better results. And to be honest with you, if I'd sat before the operation and drawn out what the perfect result would have been on a piece of paper, the retina would look pretty much like it does now. It's very good. It's gone very well.
So relief all round, because one small slip and Robert's retina would have been torn and his vision might have been worse. I caught up with him for a drink and asked him why he decided to take the risk.
At the moment, I have enough sight to be able to work. I have enough sight in order to get about within reasonable safety during daylight. If I could hold some of my vision at that level, at this point that we're at now, it would at least safeguard that for the future, that I could continue to work, that I could continue to travel.
What was the reason you decided to put your name forward?
It hasn't been sort of, you know, putting a hat into the ring or, you know, putting my name forward for something. It seems to have been a pretty natural progression on to just reaching this stage.
But there was that moment where you did have to consider the potential downside with...
I've considered the downside for as long as I've known about the operation. And I've read things on the internet about gene therapy and about treatments for eye conditions, so I've tried to inform myself with it.
So why did you decide to, at the end of the day, go ahead and try it?
Because I feel that the possible benefits, both for me and for other people in the future, outweigh the risks. And I think that it can only in the end be decided on a balance of risks.
So he's being very level-headed there, although it'll be some months before we know whether the operation's worked, Eddie. If it has, it's hoped that this new gene therapy could be used to treat a wide range of inherited sight disorders.
And you will come back in due course and let us know how
we'll keep you posted.
All right, Palab, thank you. The revelation that MI5 had two of the July the 7th bombers in their sights prompted renewed calls yesterday for a full inquiry into that atrocity. Today, survivors of the attacks went to the Home Office and delivered to John Reid a letter demanding an inquiry. Rachel North survived the blast on the Piccadilly Line train.
52 families have lost those they loved. Each person murdered leaves a devastated trail of loss. We have come together as a group on account of this terrible event that has touched us personally,